Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the last 6 years to try to keep you up to date on the initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of your Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, your host, a retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, which is located in the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. For the past 2 years, the Cape Light Compact has aligned itself with local engineering colleges, namely the Mass Maritime Academy and Northeastern University, to provide internships for students interested in the energy efficiency field. The internships provide students with hands-on experience in the field, and it connects the Cape Light Compact back to the classroom where our future innovators are currently studying. With me today is Nick Dowman, a second-year student at Northeastern and current Cape Light Compact intern. Also, Vicki Marchant, Commercial Industrial Program Analyst, and Meredith Miller, Commercial Industrial Program Manager for the Cape Light Compact. Well, welcome, folks. Pleased that you were able to come in and talk with us this afternoon. Meredith, you're an old hand at this. You've been on a couple times before, but Vicki and Nick, this is your first time. And I hope you have a pleasant experience with it. Meredith, I want to start with you and just ask for a little background on the internship program. Why is it the Cape Light Compact has interns, and what have we done in the past with them?
Sure. I think, like a lot of other organizations, we have interns. It's a real win-win for both the students and for us as an organization. The student gets the experience of being in a professional setting and getting to work with a lot of different people, especially in our setting. We're doing so many things in a small group. But for us, we get to have additional help and staff power during busier times, and we get the fresh injection of someone who's
the engineering talent right out of the classroom.
That's right out of the classroom, right. And good perspective on how we do things. We often get a good view, another perspective on our processes or procedures or how we're handling things from a young, fresh mind.
Okay, and Nick is the fifth intern that you've had in the commercial industrial area.
Yes, he is.
So he has had some successful predecessors, and I'm sure he set the stage for some...
He set the bar
for some of the new ones coming along.
He has set the bar high.
That's great. Nick, tell me a little bit about... First, let's talk about Northeastern University.
Yeah. So I'm in my second year at Northeastern University. And
What's your major?
Mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering.
And kind of the intern program at Northeastern works as a co-op program, which Northeastern has a really, really big co-op program. And basically what that means is it's a five-year undergrad program rather than a four-year, as a lot of... big universities are. And in the middle 3 years, so your second, third, and fourth year, you'll go to school for 6 months. So you'll go for a four-month semester and then a two-month summer session. And then you're on co-op, so you're doing a internship in kind of whatever your major or field is in for the second 6 months of the year. And so the middle 3 years oscillate. So 6 months of classes, 6 months of co-op, 6 months of classes, 6 months of co-op. And... So this one is my first co-op, actually.
The theory being that when you graduate after the 5 years, you will have had real life experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 18 months, and some people will work at the same co-op, all three of their co-ops, but some people switch it up. So it's a good way to kind of spread out yourself and see what you're interested in doing.
Okay, and this is your first,
this is my first one.
Vicki?
To add on to what Meredith said about the interests and benefits of having the interns in our program, one of the strong values that I see is that the interns coming in are a bridge between folks that are already in that industry and students that are considering that industry, so that you can pass along some background of energy efficiency in particular with some that are considering which aspect of energy they might be interested in. And for us, also, it gives us, and I've noticed this with Nick on a number of different occasions, different topics that we've touched on, that we get an unbiased perspective of what we're doing and why we do it. whether it's through questions that Nick asks or whether we ask for his specific input. What do you think about this? What do you think of the way that we're doing that? He's right there with very thoughtful input.
And I can only assume that the information flows back to the university also, that that these field experiences. I mean, Northeastern's had this co-op program for a long time. Mm-hmm. I can remember they had it back when I was in high school, and that goes back a long way. So they've been doing this for a long time, and I can assume that part of the reason they do it is to kind of have their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the industry. And when somebody comes out of Northeastern University with a degree, an engineering degree, they are very, very marketable and hireable. And we're certainly, the Cape Light Compact certainly is pleased to be able to play some role in that. Now, Nick, tell us about your, why are you interested in energy efficiency? Is this a burning passion of yours? Is this a, how'd you get involved in energy efficiency?
You know, kind of coming into school, I knew that I was going to be a mechanical engineer. And there's a lot of different paths you can take with mechanical engineering. You can kind of go in the biomedical field, or you can go into kind of mechanical engineering of automobiles or aerospace or stuff like that. But I was always really, really interested in energy and in renewable energy and stuff like that. So that's kind of, you know, as I progressed through my classes and things like that, I realized more and more that's kind of what I wanted to do. And so I was applying for my co-ops back in last fall, so probably around October or so. And so I was applying for some renewables co-ops, and I was also applying for some energy efficiency co-ops. And one thing that I noticed when I was in my interview with Nicole and Vicky was Nicole said something that kind of made me think about energy efficiency in a completely different way, which was that it takes a much smaller solar panel to power an energy efficient house than it does to power an energy inefficient house. And, you know, kind of from then on, I realized that really energy efficiency is always the first way to go when you're thinking about reducing your carbon footprint, reducing your greenhouse gases and things like that.
Right. So, the easiest and least expensive megawatt or kilowatt is the one you don't ever have to use.
Exactly.
And let's take this opportunity to, in absentia, introduce Nicole. Now, Nicole's the only one that's not sitting here with us. And actually, Nicole's not here because she's in class. She's also a Northeastern University student. She's in a master's program. She's a graduate of the Mass Maritime Academy, which is another place where we get interns from. So Nicole handles the retrofit side of the commercial industrial area, and Vicky handles the new construction side. So Vicky was available for us today, and so she's gonna handle that end of it. But just for so the audience knows, we do have another person that's not with us, and that's Nicole. Although those of you that may be participating in one of the Cape Light Compacts programs may have had the opportunity to deal with Nicole, because she is very much out there in the retrofit world of energy efficiency. So energy efficiency, when Northeastern puts these co-op programs together, do they go out and find the opportunities, or do you have to go find your own opportunity? How does that work?
Northeastern has a lot of relationships with a lot of different businesses and organizations. So organizations in Boston or further out in Massachusetts or even other places in the country or other places in the world. So they basically have about enough co-op employers to employ just about everyone in the school. So that's, I guess out of...
And the co-op is a requirement. This is something you're required to do?
It's actually not a requirement at Northeastern.
It just makes so much sense.
Yeah, about 95%, I want to say, of the students... they do it. But the majority of people will go through Northeastern University COOL, which is a program they have to look for co-ops and employment opportunities and things like that. But, you know, you're also more than welcome to search out your own co-ops.
Okay.
And I have a couple friends who've done that, gone out to Nevada and worked on as mechanical engineers for wind turbines. A friend who went to Germany is actually there right now. And he's a science major, so he's doing some stuff out there. But yeah, so Cape Light Compact came to Northeastern, I think, and you know, we're looking for interns, but it kind of can work both ways. You can go find your own or
okay.
Employers.
So in other words, if you do happen to have one, you can go and present it to the
yeah.
to the faculty, and
mm-hmm.
they can accept or reject it as they
yeah.
see fit. So go ahead, Meredith.
And John, I will say that Northeastern is very active. Once we contacted Northeastern, they've been very active in maintaining that relationship and keeping
okay.
us in the loop semester to semester. So we are, we're on their list.
Do they structure the requirements, or is that something you propose back to them, or how does that part of it work?
The requirements are somewhat limited, as far as my understanding goes, in terms of they want it to be full time, they want it to encompass a certain number of months,
okay,
and work, and they want it. So, and we have to describe the job, and they decide.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm getting
simple.
At. To make sure that what they're doing is aligns with
yes.
what they're studying.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. So we have a limited amount of time in this program, and I'd like to get into a few projects if we could. Without naming names, can we talk generically about some of the projects that you've done, Nick and Vicky? Talk about them and how the intern fits into the program.
One of the projects I'd like to highlight in particular, John, is the New England Energy Partnership Business Leader Award.
Okay.
Annually, NEAP, which is a major organization that encompasses all of the energy efficiency activities throughout New England and I think beyond that, they sponsor an event for program administrators to submit customers for award as a business leader.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a company in Hyannis, and I am free to mention the name because
okay.
we'll be reading
Good.
About it soon in the Cape Cod Times. It's the Cape Cod Commercial Linen Services.
Okay.
And one of the aspects of that business, they took two smaller sites and combined them into one bigger site of a building that was vacated when the tenant, F.W. Webb, constructed their own new location. And the equipment that they're using in there, called a commercial batch washer, saves water, energy,
mm-hmm. gas.
And gas. Mm-hmm. So it was a very comprehensive design. And that particular project fit right into Nick's mechanical engineering studies at school.
Okay.
He went over and did a site visit. And because of Nick's mechanical engineering background, and his interest in it, I virtually turned the whole project over to Nick.
Okay.
And here's the key to the success of that. In my opinion, I've worked with engineers, whether they're mechanical or civil or electrical, and the skill, they all know the engineering part of it. The key in this role is the customer side.
Okay.
How good are they in interacting with customers? And for Cape Light Compact, both Nicole and I work with small business, large business, municipal, government officials. And the ability to work with them in a professional manner,
mm-hmm.
And keeping in mind how valuable their time is, Nick hits A+
okay.
in that area.
Then let's walk through the project then. What is it that you do for this customer
yeah.
to get them to the point? And I guess you've gotten to the point where they're worthy of now let's put them on display, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically when they moved in to their new facility, they did a whole slew of energy efficiency measures. They did new lighting. They did high-efficient boilers. They did compressed air. They did energy recovery ventilators. And like Vicky said, they did this commercial batch washer. And kind of with all of that, they saved hundreds of thousands of kilowatt hours a year in their energy bills. And so like she said, we nominated them for the Northeast Energy Efficiency Partnership Business Leader Award, and so kind of my role in that is there was an application that had to go out, so there was a lot of writing about project descriptions, doing energy calculations of different projects that they've done.
So would you take, for instance, base case equipment,
mm-hmm.
base case lighting,
and
analyze what the high efficiency lighting would be, how much savings you'd get based on that. And then the Cape Light Compact puts money into it, right? So so the customer gets kind of rewarded on both sides. He gets rewarded with a lower energy bill,
right?
Gets part of his equipment paid for in the process, gets some engineering input. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
and deal with the charming
neck.
Yes, absolutely.
All wrapped up into one package.
Yeah.
And life just doesn't get any better than that. So Nick, you're heading back to Northeastern at some point in time.
Yeah, actually, so I'll be at Cape Light Compact until the end of June.
Okay.
So about two more months to go, and then at that point, I think they're going to be bringing in another Northeastern co-op. I actually have, luckily, because I got some AP credits out of the way in high school, I have the second half of the summer off, so I'm going to be back in Chicago at home.
Oh.
For about 2 months, and then back in September, I'll go back to school.
Okay. So, getting back to our project, although it is fun to banter, getting back to the project. Now, you're presenting this company. What's the name of the company again, Vicki?
Cape Cod Commercial Linen Services.
Okay, and they, I assume, wash linens for hotels.
For hotels.
And
Are they the premier?
Okay.
I would say, yeah, they're one of the few commercial laundries on the
so
Cape.
So
they use
a tremendous amount of energy,
absolutely,
tremendous amount of water.
Yes.
Probably a very, very good candidate for this. And were they in competition with other nominees nationally, or how does that work?
Throughout New England,
okay,
is the competition for NEEP, and they were selected to represent Cape Light Compact's business customers.
Showcase our,
right,
okay,
right. So they were nominated, reviewed, as they review all the applicants from, for example, NSTAR, National Grid, Unitil, organizations, and they were selected. The presentation dinner is scheduled for the middle of June, and I'm happy to say that Nick will still be with us as an intern, so he will be able to come to that presentation.
Okay, and talk about what was done. So, all right, what else have you done? That sounds like a big project, but have you done some other projects too?
Actually, at Cape Cod Tech in Harwich, we're doing a relamping project right now. And so we are relamping the entire school, all the linear fluorescent bulbs to low wattage linear fluorescence. So that's been going on for a couple months now. And so it's a small amount of energy per bulb, but when you relamp the whole school, it's pretty big. So, you know, my role in that project was going around doing an energy audit and seeing how many bulbs that they had that needed to be changed. Do the energy savings calculations. So I've been going in, to go in and change them. Had some help from the guys at the school and the facilities department and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, and as far as relamping a commercial facility is concerned, it's actually cheaper to relamp the whole thing all at once when you've got all your equipment in place. So sometimes you need one of those scissor lifts. It's better off. We know that you put a certain number of hours on a fluorescent bulb that it's the light output starts to decay on it. Don't wait for a single bulb to burn out to replace the bulb. The bulbs are relatively inexpensive. You just go in there and replace them all at once, save a ton of money on maintenance, boost the light levels back up again, save money on the electric bill. So that sounds like a pretty good project. Can you give me any idea as to what we might have saved on that? I hate to put you right on the spot without warning you in advance, but...
Yeah, I think when I did the calculations, it was around 3,500 bulbs and 4 watts per bulb. That brings you to about 14,000.
So we could do the math and come up with a number of kilowatts based on the number of hours. And those bulbs burn most of the time, if I recall. I haven't been in the building in a while, but seems to me they've got a community education. Don't they have a community education program? Keeps things going
pretty much
at night and things. So
yeah.
So.
John, one of the unintended good consequences of the project that Nick has been doing at the Upper Cape—I mean, at Cape Cod Tech—is they have a combined heat and power system.
Yes.
On site at the school, and because of the good relationship that good working relationship Nick has formed with the facilities folks there, he's been able to coordinate the another customer that's considering a combined heat and power.
Okay.
And doesn't quite know all of the backgrounds.
Okay.
About
when
that.
We toss a term like combined heat and power out there, we are now obligated to tell people what it is.
It's an engine,
okay.
Just like the engine in your car.
Okay.
But it's just hooked up differently. So instead of getting the wheels to turn,
right.
It actually will create two things. It will create electricity.
Right.
And the byproduct of that is heat.
Okay.
And you need to find a use for that heat. You can't just create electricity and let the heat go off into the environment. You have
right.
to use it. And so we have a customer that thinks they're a pretty good candidate for a successful combined heat and power
okay.
installation.
So they won't generate electricity and then just throw the heat up
no,
into the air. It'll bring the heat into the building and has a use for it. So,
yes, yeah.
is it a building heating use or is it industrial?
It's industrial hot water. As
okay,
I understand it.
Good. Yeah.
And again, because of the relationships that Nick has been able to create through his professionalism and,
right.
and interest, he's just recently gotten the okay. And I don't know, Nick, if you want to pick it up from there to bring.
The plan is to bring the customer that Vicky was telling about that's interested in combined heat and power over to Cape Cod Tech to let them see the system and probably more importantly hear from the guys in the facilities team what they need to know about combined heat and power before they put it in, because they've learned a lot since they put it in. I think it was 6 or 7 years ago. A lot about the written contract with whoever installed it, a lot about maintaining it and kind of things that you need to know about the system. We're going to get them together so they can kind of...
Yeah, in theory, combined heat and power makes an awful lot of sense. Why would you not want to...
Mm-hmm.
But it's sometimes a little trickier than you may think, and you have to do some pretty serious analysis on it to see whether or not it's gonna make sense. So you think that this customer is gonna go forward with the project? So one of your accomplishments will be you will have set the stage for a combined heat and power project that hopefully your successor can pick up and run with when or something along those lines.
Yep.
So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, good. So we're kind of getting down to the wire, but I think we have time to talk about another project or two. So what else are you doing?
Have there been some post-inspection or some retrofit projects?
Okay, and a post-inspection, just so the audience knows, is that once we've done an installation, and the Cape Light Compact does these installations, provides financial incentives for businesses to become more energy efficient. We typically either hire a vendor to do it or the customer will use their own installer. We have to go out and make sure we got what we paid for, and what we paid for is the removing of the power consumption off of our grid. And so a post-inspection is someone going out there and determining that what they said they were going to install is installed and that it's doing what we wanted it to do. So talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, so I've been involved in a number of post-install inspections, which is really part of the whole entire application process. And what's really cool about that is there's all these different kinds of energy conservation measures that are going in. So it might be more energy efficient pumps or more energy efficient lighting or HVAC equipment or chillers or really, it can be a whole slew of different things. And so I'm kind of getting to get out and see all these mechanical systems in operation and seeing them work, but also, you know, just getting a better idea of what goes into any sort of building to make it energy efficient.
And the longer you are in this business, the more of these ideas that you come up with and the more of them that you see. And so you do post-installation inspections. You do inspections also pre-installation. Have you done any of those?
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing. So it's really important when we are going in and changing out energy inefficient things for energy efficient things. One of the things that we are obligated to do is calculate the energy saved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for us to go out to the site and see what they have installed originally, if they're planning on retrofitting it to something more energy efficient, to see what kind of energy they're going to be saving on it.
Okay. And then, so if a business is listening to us right now and they're saying, hey, I got areas where I know I could be saving energy, and I'm delighted to hear that the Cape Light Compact will actually pay me to do this. How should they go about proceeding, Vicki?
They should give us a call.
Okay.
And our number is 1-800-797-6699.
Say it again.
I will say it again. The energy efficiency number is 1-800-797-6699. And I will tell you, that number will be either for retrofit projects, if you have an existing building and you would like to have an assessment on what opportunities there may be, but also if you have a new construction project planned. And I'll quote John Burns, if it's in the rumor stage, if you're thinking about construction, and it doesn't matter how far in the future, you should have Cape Light Compact at the table early so that we can let you know what's available through our, specifically our new
because
construction
we will
programs.
Very likely have money available for you on your project. And lest anybody thinks we do this out of the goodness of our heart, although our hearts are very good, these projects are all paid for through your electric bill. When you pay an electric bill, there is a charge on there that's been on there for as long as anybody around this table has been paying electric bills. But it's one that not all of us are familiar with, but we pay into a pool. The purpose of this pool is to implement energy efficiency projects. Why do we want to do that? We want to do that because we know how hard it is to build power plants, how hard it is to site wind turbines, how hard it is to do anything involved with energy generation, and it's so much easier to work on it on the other end. And so that's what we do. We have a pool of money and a team of experienced people that can help you out with your energy efficiency projects. And it is truly a win-win situation because you not only help your have your project partially paid for through the Cape Light Compact, but you also enjoy a significantly lower energy bill in the process. So it's one that I can't talk about often enough and encourage everybody out there to call
1-800-797-6699.
And you will get a charming person on the other end of the line who will take your information, kind of set the ball in motion. If none of this should be intimidating to anybody. It's no more difficult than calling that 800 number. Tell them you've got a project. The project will then get turned over to someone within the Cape Light Compact, either on the commercial side, where you'll get Vicki, Nicole, maybe an intern like Nick. Somebody will get the ball rolling on the project. Off you'll go, and the project will either survive or fail based on the analysis done on the energy savings. But if it's a good project, I'm sure that the Cape Light Compact is going to want to do it. Folks, I told you this was going to be over before we knew it, and it is indeed over. Thank you very much for coming in. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. If you have any questions on today's topic, call 1-800-797-6699. That's the main number. I'd like to thank my guest, Nick Dellman, a second-year student at Northeastern University and current Cape Light Compact intern, Vicki Marchant, a commercial industrial program analyst, and Meredith Miller, commercial industrial program manager for the Cape Light Compact. I'd also like to thank our engineer, Maddie Dunn, the station operations manager, for his good work in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 91.3, on your FM dial. It's also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations, and remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource. Thank you.